Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. I am Josiah Rich and I want to welcome you and thank you for listening to the show. Before we begin our study tonight, let us have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Christ Jesus, our Savior, I want to give you thanks for this opportunity to meet with your people. We pray to be guided by the Holy Spirit. We pray for his enlightenment in our hearts, Lord, as we confess our sins. Because we know that if there are sins in our lives that we have not confessed, Lord, then we will not receive from your word that which you have for us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to be reading tonight from Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, I'm going to begin reading at verse 35. Mark chapter 4, verse 35, quote, "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.' Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, 'Why are you so afraid? You still have no faith.' They were terrified and asked each other, 'Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.'" Now tonight, I'm going to be discussing the divine warrior, a very prominent theme in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so we're going to be looking at a few verses in the book of Isaiah that speak about the divine warrior as well. So let me read from Isaiah chapter 42, beginning at verse 13. Isaiah 42, beginning at verse 13. Quote, "The Lord will march out like a mighty man, like a warrior. He will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise the battle cry and will triumph over his enemies. For a long time, I have kept silent. I have been quiet and held back and held myself back. But now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out, I gasp and pant. I will lay waste the mountains and hills. I will dry up all their vegetation. I will turn rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known, along unfamiliar paths. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them." Unquote. So this is another passage that explicates the divine warrior. And in verse 13, we have the words, "The Lord will march out like a mighty man." That is a man of war. He will march out like one who has already fought many battles and is therefore ready for war, and who is also well-versed in warfare. He stirs up jealousy. He stirs up jealousy on behalf of his people. His jealousy has slumbered as if it were for a long time smoldering under the ashes, but now he stirs it up, makes it burn up into a bright flame. And so Isaiah is speaking about the divine warrior and how he fights on behalf of his people. And when we go into the New Testament, in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, where the divine warrior has been taken into a boat by his disciples, and he is asleep in the back of the boat on a leather pillow. And so little do the disciples realize that this is a teaching event for them. They are in crisis for real. They are in the squall. It is real. The circumstances are serious. And yet the divine warrior lay asleep. And so verse 37 tells us that a furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Or in the Greek it reads, now full. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a leather cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" And it is beautiful because we read 39 that he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Now, this is very powerful because in the Old Testament, when Yahweh seemed to be asleep, he would be invoked to awake because his people were in danger. Please read Psalm 44. Verses 22 and 23, Psalm 35, 23, Psalm 59, 4, Isaiah 51, 9, Psalm 78, 65, and 66. When he is invoked to awake, he will fight our battles, and he will lead us to victory. Isaiah 42, 13, and Nahum 1:3. Now, what is fascinating about this passage is that God's people, that is, his disciples, we see something in their lives that Jesus wanted them to see. And so in this passage, the sea represents the uncertainty of circumstances. And the disciples question him about circumstances. And he questioned them about lack of faith in the midst of circumstances. And so we have a very powerful scene here, and which is once again reminiscent of the Old Testament Tiham, as revealed in the book of Genesis. Tiham is the Hebrew name for the monster chaos, and most certainly the disciples were disturbed by the presence of chaos in their circumstances. Now, in ancient Near Eastern imagery, the monster chaos is subdued by the powerful divine warrior. And so God revealed what was in the heart or the hearts of his disciples. And yet, Jesus showed them who he was in their lives. So we have to understand who God, that if God is for us, no one can be against us. Yes, circumstances can be serious, but we learn from the Word of God that this is the victory that overcometh the world or the cosmos, even our faith. Please read Hebrews chapter 11 about the heroes of faith. Faith that is not tested cannot be trusted. Our faith is tested by God. We must understand that God tests our faith so that we can see the reality of our faith and also turn to Him and trust in Him so that He will increase our faith, so that He will provide for us what we need in distressful circumstances. Are you in distress today? Are you under mandates that are irrational? Are you facing serious consequences from the shutdown? Have you lost a job? Are you in danger of not being able to provide for your family's needs? Then I'm going to ask you by faith to turn to the Lord. I'm going to ask you by faith to look to Him and together with other prayer warriors so that you can pray collectively for your situation and your circumstances. Yes, the boat seems to be full, but the divine warrior is there. Fill your heart with doctrine. Believe the word. Read the word. Meditate upon the word of God. And let the word of God change your heart so that you will learn to walk by faith and not by sight. Now, that word walk in Greek means to order one's steps by faith. We're to walk by faith and not by sight. That is by what we see. We're to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. See, we can only know so much intellectually. We can only know so much from what we read, what we hear, what we see. We can only know so much. But God sees all. God understands all. And He challenges us to trust Him. Will you trust Him? Will you rely on Him? Will you pray for your circumstances and your situations? Will you do that? Will you be strong in the faith? Will you put on the armor of God? Will you learn to wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, with power? You must learn that you belong to the divine warrior, and He will teach your hands to war, because we live in the devil's world. Learn to be skillful in His word. Learn to trust Him. Please read Ephesians chapter 6 about the armor of God. Please read His word daily so that you will be strengthened to stand in this evil day. You can do it by faith. You can be strong by faith. You can do great things through faith. Remember, our God can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Please read Paul's letter to the Ephesians. God bless you, and I will speak to you next time.